This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. This program is entitled Exodus. Your presenter is Father Michael D. Guinan. Father Michael received his PhD from Catholic University of America. He is a Franciscan priest and a professor of Old Testament, Semitic languages, and biblical spirituality at the Franciscan School of Theology in Berkeley, California. He has published 10 books, several pamphlets, and many articles in publications such as the New Jerome Biblical Commentary, the Collegeville Bible Commentary, and the Message of Biblical Spirituality series. He has taught at St. Bonaventure University, St. Patrick Seminary, and the Franciscan Seminary in Manila.
I suspect we've all seen it at some time or other, up there on the screen, big screen or little screen. Charlton Heston, Moses, stretching out his hand and splitting the sea. Cecil B. DeMille's epic, The Ten Commandments, from 1956. Cecil B. was apparently very interested in the subject. He made an earlier movie with the same title from 1923. The book of Exodus, over time, has inspired any number of films, live films, animated films like The Prince of Egypt, DreamWorks from 1998, books, artwork, even cartoons. Have we seen the cartoon of the boy Moses having breakfast, splitting the water in his water glass? Yeah. The book of Exodus is also, needless to say, very important in the Bible. It has also been called the most important book of the Bible. It tells the founding story of Israel and is also very important in the New Testament when the early Christians came to think about who Jesus was and what he had done, how to understand that. I'm Father Michael Guinan, and in this course we want to take off the movie filters and go back to the source, go right back to the book of Exodus and see what it really says and what it's really about. In this introductory talk, we want to look at two things in particular. The first is, when we say Exodus, what does Exodus mean? And we'll see there are four aspects of the term. And then secondly, we want to get an overview of the book, an outline of the book of Exodus, before we begin looking at it. So first of all, Exodus. What does Exodus mean? The first meaning, the first aspect, is Exodus is a word. It's a Greek word made up of two sections, ex, meaning out or out of, and hodos, meaning the road. Hodos, think of English odometer, you measure the road. Or, maybe less obviously, our word method, according to a way, a plan, a method. In classical Greek, ancient Greek, exodus meant a going out, military marching out, a procession. It could also be used for going out from a marriage, a divorce. It could be used as a departure or for death, our departure from this life. I was told once by a native...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?